大家好，我是 Tom Paul， 欢迎一起来跟我听广播学英语。上一个片段我们就讲了这个 physical intelligence 体能智力，接着下来的片段就讨论到了人际交往的智力，我们一起来听一下。
More and more scientific studies are bearing this out, showing that emotional intelligence or the kind of intelligence for dealing with other people is of primary importance. It's important in the workplace. It's important for success at home in the family as well. And so it's very important not to be underestimated.
在之前的片段中，我们就学了情感智力，那里说到了有情感智力的人，他们很懂得啊去感受别人的感受，所以呢他们比较懂得和别人相处。接着下来的片段就说到了和别人交往的那种啊人际交往智力，其实啊和这个情感智力是差不多的。片段中就提到了越来越多科学家的研究啊证明了这一点，情感智力或者说人际交往智力是至关重要的，对我们在家庭或者说工作场所上面取得成功是非常重要的。因为这个人际交往智力是非常重要啊，所以呢是不能低估它的。好，我们现在再来把整个片段听一遍。
I think more and more scientific studies are bearing this out, showing that emotional intelligence or the kind of intelligence for dealing with other people is of primary importance. It's important in the workplace, it's important for success at home, in the family as well. And so this is very important to be underestimated.
首先我们一起来看一个动词片语叫做 bear out. Bear out 表示证明或者说支持 ，bear out。接着我们来看第二个单词，叫做 primary。primary 表示首要的、主要的 primary。好，我们现在就来把片段中包含上述单词的句子听一遍。
I think more and more scientific studies are bearing this out, showing that emotional intelligence or the kind of intelligence for dealing with other people is of primary importance.
这句话的意思就是说，越来越多科学家的研究啊，证明了这一点啊，就是说情感智力或者说人际交往智力是至关重要的。刚才那一句话当中最后的 is of primary importance， 本来呢这个 is of importance 就相当于 important 啊，单形容词用，表示重要的。不过在这个 importance 前面加了一个 primary， 首要的、主要的，就表示啊这种技能啊，也就是说和别人相处这种智力啊是首要的、至关重要的。重要当中也有分首要和次要啊，所以呢这个人际交往智力啊是首要的。接着我们来看第三个单词，叫做 workplace， work 工作， place 地方。Workplace 就表示工作场所，工作场所。接着我们来看最后一个单词，叫做 underestimate。under 在什么什么下面 ，estimate 估计 ，underestimate 表示低估或者说对什么什么估计不足 ，underestimate。好，我们现在再来听一下片段中包含上述单词的句子。
It's important for success at home in the family as well. And so this is very important not to be underestimated.
这句话就说到了啊，这种人际交往智力啊，对我们在工作场所或者说在家庭中取得成功都是非常重要的。所以呢，这一种智力是不应该被低估的。好，我们现在再来从头到尾把整个片段听一遍。
I think more and more scientific studies are bearing this out, showing that emotional intelligence or the kind of intelligence for dealing with other people is of primary importance. It's important in the workplace, it's important for success at home, in the family as well. And so this is very important to be underestimated.
这个片段的讲解就到此结束，下次再会。